Podsecular, episode 007, September 4th, 2005.
Well, hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah. Back for another episode of Podtacular,
the unofficial Halo 2 podcast.
And we're helping you level up and stay there. And today we have a guest in the Podtacular studios.
Yep, that's right. He is a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. I'll let him pretty much introduce himself. Here he is.
Hey, my name is Trev Bob, and just sitting here today and just acting as a guest, you know, with everybody.
And, now, wait, is that your real name, Trev Bob?
Actually, yes. Yes, it is.
Kind of. That's like your first name?
Yes.
No, Trev Bob isn't his full name. It's his Xbox name, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, like, is that your first name?
Part of it is.
Part of it.
Because I was just going to say, that'd be pretty rough if, like, your whole... That was your first name is Trev Bob.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty rough life, wouldn't it?
Is that your name? Because I don't want to, like, you're like, yeah,
no,
but that is my name.
No,
that's not his actual name.
No, it's not.
Okay,
because we'd be trashing you.
It's just a child.
That'd be pretty sad too if I was like, yeah, that'd be sad if that's your real name, and then you're like, well, that is my real name.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, this is not the show about etymology of names. This is Podtacular, and we have some announcements for you today.
Yes, we do. Getting started with those.
Yes. See, we have. Podtacular TV, it's starting to start up. We're going to start recording here on Saturday. I was talking to Zanzas. Ooh, Saturday. We're going to be recording. And right now, actually, there is an opening for Jamie. She is the American Girl voice. So if you'd be interested in that, contact Zanzas over at podtacularTV@gmail.com.
Definitely. We're interested in that. If anybody's got some, you know, voice talent in that area, we could really use it. Podtacular TV is really shaping up these days, isn't it?
Everyone's getting excited about it. I'm like, woo.
Okay, so this is coagulation. You may be thinking, gee, that is one sweet valley. Well, you are wrong. You see, there are these red guys, and there are these blue guys. And these red guys don't like these blue guys. And these blue guys don't like these red guys. And they both don't like these guys.
Yeah, it's going to be way cool. So, joining guys, email him over there. Zanzas could really use your help, and he's a really nice guy. So.
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, we also got, let's see, we have a couple of Sarge requests, don't we?
Yeah, we did.
They just keep coming in, man.
They do. Let's see.
Sarge ain't going away.
Got one. Let's see here. Oh, come on. Okay. Someone wants me to say, we got jackals in the courtyard. And, well, here it is.
We got jackals in the courtyard!
I wasn't really ready for this one today. It's just I really didn't know about it until about 2 minutes ago, so. That's it.
Well, that's pretty solid, man, for last one.
He flew pretty good!
Everyone loves that one.
Sounds like you're from Georgia.
I'm from Georgia. I don't want to be in Georgia right now, but...
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Moment of silence here.
Definitely, guys. Yeah, I mean, we'll try to, you know, keep the show on an upbeat level, but, you know, we do have to say that it just breaks our hearts, you know, to know what's going on out there. And, you know, by the time this comes out, I don't know what the situation's going to be, but right now, it's just dire for these people. And it's just so far it's just getting worse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm praying for you guys out there myself, but
yeah.
Right on. Let's get on to the rest of the show here. It looks like another thing I want to announce is that Acaria and Joe are going to be our tip testers for the offline mode of Halo 2 multiplayer.
So this is going to be like people without the auto update, pretty much, isn't it?
Which is really good,
yeah,
because, you know, there are listeners that just do system links, people that, you know, we get emails from people that are outside the country that don't have access to Xbox Live, outside the U.S. anyway, I should say, the country.
The country.
But, yeah, we are the country.
Yeah,
but, yeah, so they just do a lot of system link games and stuff, and these guys are able to test out our tips on Halo 2 version 1.0, which is awesome, and we really appreciate them, so big shout-out to them, and we're getting things set up for Xbox Live tip testers as well.
All right, and in clan news, this is the weekly feature. All right. Pod Tech League 2 is the best clan, no matter, I don't care who you are.
Will you ever learn?
Nope. The clans is doing pretty good. Have you heard about Pod Tech League 4?
I have heard as far as their ranking.
Yeah, they are doing good.
Yeah, they are. They've been really gelling together, guys. You know, those of you, those of us on the other clans, we gotta really give them some good competition.
But dude, it's not fair.
Yeah, they're 18s.
You know, it's...
Dude, Podtacular 1, where are you guys at, man? Come on,
eight.
We gotta pick it up.
They're 8.
We gotta pick it up, you guys. That is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. We'll command your troops and go do some stuff or something.
Okay, everybody, like, play and win and get a higher level.
You're, like, behind
that's,
everybody.
That's an order.
Because, like, we're level 8 and you're level 7, so anyway. Anyway,
we're
that's...
getting our game on, man, I'm telling you.
Getting your losing
we're just getting
on.
Revved up.
Getting
we're
your losing on.
Up. Yeah, you're not going to say that when we beat you guys out, I'm telling you.
Hey, we need to have, like, an inter-clan match.
We do.
Like P1 versus P2.
We'll definitely work something out on that, shortly in the forums. We're already getting things kind of organized on that, so stay tuned for that, guys. That's definitely coming.
Stay tuned.
We're probably going to have like the whole tournament circuit and everything with semifinals and finals and the whole gig, so yeah, if you're interested in participating in that, it's going to be awesome.
First of all the maps are free now. All the maps for Bungie's Halo 2, I don't know why I said Bungie, all the maps for Halo 2 are free.
They're
hallelujah.
The free, yeah.
They're free. What I spent $20 on that, man.
Yeah.
It's all free now.
So yeah, so go get them because the new matchmaking playlists are coming.
Because of this new matchmaking now.
Yeah, it's yeah. The new playlists are going to have them. So be sure and go out and grab it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And on a side note too, some people have wondered, what do I look like? This is kind of, I don't know. I think you're kind of crazy if you actually want to know what I look like. But,
you don't want to know.
I posted a picture over on my blog. That is podcheck.blogspot.com. And, by the time this goes up, it should be up there. And, you know, as the fans, you know, they want to see the whole radio voice versus actual, looks. Now, it's nothing bad, so don't be like, oh, gasp. You know, just give the fans what they want.
I'm scared to know what that picture is going to look like.
I'll send it to you fast.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. But, I think you should see it.
Check out that photo, guys. See what the real spell check looks like.
See what I really look like. And I got one more thing to say. Podcast Alley. The votes have reset, as they do every month. So here's where you guys come in. We know you're out there because you're showing us love in the form of voicemails, emails, comments, and forum posts. So here's the ultimate give back to Podtacular. Voting for our podcast. We don't really want to push this like, hey, vote for us, we really need your vote. But when you vote for us, you are making a big difference. We're really only about 230 votes away from being in the top 10 for August. Every vote does matter. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Spellcheck.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to run through your neighborhood, you know, with a speaker on top of our car saying...
Vote for Spellcheck!
Yeah, are you sure that's a good idea?
That's a good idea. We're making banners tonight.
Dude, yeah.
Making banners tonight. We should still make banners, but up to school.
You know, it was an idea I had that I thought would go wrong, but it went totally right, you know?
Yeah.
We should do it.
Awesome.
The only way.
So, we'll be back in a little bit, you guys. We're going to head out to the neighborhoods out here and get some promotion on, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So vote for us, Podcast Alley. We were so close to the top 10 there. And, I mean, we passed up a lot of podcasts, and we're really excited about that. But it's going to be even better this month.
And also, this is probably going to bump up our stuff. We were on the iTunes front page. That was way cool. Way cool.
Really excited about that, definitely.
And we're number 38 in the UK for podcasts. So, thought I'd say that. Zance told me.
Way cool.
And
hey, you were talking about the matchmaking playlists earlier.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff going on.
We got
on
a couple updates coming out on those.
Yeah, we do.
And real quick to mention that is that we got Team Snipers coming out. I know we mentioned this briefly last week as well. But Team Sniper is going to be... have a unranked setup there, as well as multi-team.
Multi-team, I think, will be ranked, though.
Multi-team?
Yeah. Should be, I believe. I think it's just teams of three or something like that, but in any case, it's going
to... It's 14 to 3, doing, like, skirmish style and Team Slayer games. So it should be fun. It comes out this week, I guess, now, since it's coming... This is a delayed show.
Oh, yeah.
Coming quick.
It should start this week.
The thing about snipers is they're just, you know, everywhere, you know? I mean, that's the only people to hide from in the game.
plus, you're going to have all the super bouncers everywhere.
Yeah, super bouncers.
That's going to be hard.
That needs to be changed, you know?
Well, that's probably why it's unranked.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Looking forward to it. That's going to be fun, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Hopefully they... I know I said this last show again, but hopefully they take Team Snipers out of the Team Slayer matchmaking playlist and put them into that Team Snipers game. Get all the Snipers-only gamers out of the
playlist. Out of matchmaking.
Yeah, I don't... You know, snipers are good, but I don't like Team Snipers because I'm not a sniper.
Yeah.
I leave that to someone else. I'll cover them. I do a good job at that, but, you know, just put me with everybody else in the map with snipers. And
that's probably why we lost the terrific teabaggers or tactical teabaggers, because we had that game against them and we couldn't get them at all during snipers.
Everything was long range maps and you know, yeah, that was cool game though, and you know, they did a great job, so it was cool.
Alright,
hats off to them for winning.
Helmets off, you mean?
Helmets off. Visors up. Whatever.
And I also have a piece of mail from Silverstalker that I really want to mention, because he wrote some lists of people, the stuff people do to really anger him in matchmaking and custom games.
Oh, yeah.
And normally I would have just passed it off, but it was so funny. Hey, guys, sorry for that semi-annoying phantom in the background. That's my computer. It was pretty hot. Here's the top 10 I said earlier. It kind of messed up when we recorded, so I'm going to re-record it right now. 10 things in matchmaking that anger me. Number 10. When people charge in front of you like they're trying to snipe, and then you betray them, and they boot you. Number 9. When people call you cheater because you use the noob combo. Sure can be a little annoying, but shouldn't they just learn how to use it themselves? Number 8. D-rankers. Need I say more? Number 7. When people get the lead by 1 point in head-to-head, and disappear. Number 6. When people accuse you of standbying just because a game is laggy, or you have a bad connection. Number 5. Modders. They have a special place in hell for you. Number 4. When people breathe / chew into the mic, they put the mute button on there for a reason. Number 3. When you own someone like 5-1 and they kill you, start to course hump you like they're so much better than you. Number 2. When people yell at you for taking the weapon they call, then betray for it. Number 1. When people betray you just to get a flag capture. And here's the 10 things that make him mad in custom games. Number 10. When people use the wrong weapon to kill people in zombies. Number 9. When some idiot doesn't change teams and you are playing zombies. Number 8. When the party leader threatens to boot you if you kill him or her. Number 7.
When people tell you they got a double kill, like the single-handedly won the match for you.
Number 6.
When people screw up a game just because they have to leave.
Number 5.
You're playing a one live game and the party leader ends it because they are dead.
Number 4.
When people blast their music into the mic. And the ironic thing is, they never almost play what you listen to.
Number 3.
Where people join a game with an obvious name and ask how to play.
Oh, it says no kill, are you killing?
Number 2.
When people desert your team because you aren't in first, and then come back when you are.
Number 1.
When someone keeps delaying their countdown for no reason. That was Silver Surfer's top 10s of people he hates in matchmaking and custom games.
Thank you, Silver Stalker, for submitting those.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
That was fun.
Man, number 1. That's killer.
It is. People do it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got, what do we got next? Web resources?
Web resources.
Cool.
It's about time we got some web resources.
All right.
And here we are.
So,
some web resources.
Web resources.
First one I got is from Switch 9. This, I thought this was awesome. What this is, he actually participates in the leadership of this group called Red versus Blue, and it's not the...
not RVB.
It's Red versus Blue War. Show. It's not the Machinima series.
New season on Monday. That was awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I gotta check it out.
I'll totally ruin it for you. Here's what happens. No, I'm not gonna spoil it. The red team goes to this place.
No.
They do this thing. And the blue team, they do this one thing, and then they go like, oh, it's all climactic, and then like, come back next week. That's it. Ruined the whole show for you. You're not gonna go watch it, Nux. It's gonna ruin it.
I was excited to hear what you were gonna say.
You were excited?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Darn it! That's the third time!
You keep getting fired, man.
Alright.
Pushing your luck.
Anyways, we're the Red vs. Blue Wars, you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really awesome, you guys. What it is it's a organized, like, system of battle where they have kind of like a board with squares that they have on the website. They have kind of like moving pieces on the board, and they have like different planets and different little symbols for the different maps. And each team, their commanders and stuff can, you know, there's a red team and a blue team, which is basically a whole huge amount of people, and they can move their ship something like one space every two spaces every 4 days or something like that. It's they kind of combine the whole strategy aspect of what base they're going to take next with the gameplay of Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really sweet. They have a really really complex hierarchy going on with their team. There's three different classes of three different ranks you can be, three different levels of leadership and stuff like that. And they have a boot camp for either the red team or the blue team. It's pretty comprehensive. So if you're into that kind of stuff, go check it out. I thought it was way cool, especially the way they combine the board game aspects with the Halo 2 play.
Sounds kind of like Risk, the game of world domination.
Yes.
And millions of planet pieces to pick up later.
In fact, we just got an email today, and I apologize, I don't know your the person's name that sent it in, but the guy suggested a way to play Risk in... this is like... He admits this is like for the ultra geek, but a way to like play Risk and the battles become Halo 2 battles. So,
yep.
I don't have all the details in front of me, but, improvise, discuss.
Yep.
So, anyway, check out Switch, Red vs. Blue Wars at www.geocities.com/RedVSBlueWar.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw! I don't know, I was throwing that in. Sorry, I'd been containing it for a while.
The yeehaw was building up.
The yeehaw, it was building up. The yeehaw factor. It had been a long time since I've had a yeehaw.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got it out.
All right, I said it earlier, but Red vs. Blue, they started their new season the other day. Way wicked awesome. Way wicked awesome. Way wicked.
How wicked awesome is a spell check?
It's pretty way. Pretty way wicked. I just thought I'd chime that in there. I said it earlier, but...
Sweet.
Oh, and this, cool. this is totally not Halo related, but I got to give props to one of my favorite shows, my favorite podcast, Nobody Likes Onions. Giving them mad props. They're funny. They're funny guys. Funny, sweet. Funny.
Hmm, so. Cool. Well, also got another one here. Joe sent this in, and it's a site called HaloGT.com. And they have some cool videos on there for you to check out. One of them he really likes called No Scope King. Another one called Art of Deception. So those are very cool. In fact, No Scope King is up for one of the awards on the there's a series of awards they're having right now, annual awards for Machinima. You can find the link on Bungie.net.
I watched a few of them,
and there's some really cool montages and films on there. And they got everything from awards for best soundtrack to best female vocal performance to
female.
Well, I mean, obviously that's a short supply on Halo 2. But yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff on there. The best videos of Machinima that there are. So check out the link on Bungie.net. Look in the news section there, and you'll find the Machinima Awards.
And I got to give a shout out to Fried Guy. Fried Guy made us a spectacular widget.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's wicked awesome of him to do that. That was way cool. Thanks, thank you, man. That's
yeah, dude. It's up on our website, guys. If you have macOS 10 Tiger 10.4,
which probably isn't a very big group of you. I think most of our guys are Windows guys, according to stuff we have.
Yeah, well, so far we got about twice as many Windows guys as we do have Mac guys. I have a Mac myself, but I have Panther still. But yeah, for you guys that got that, go check it out, man. It's pretty awesome. I mean, it updates with all the latest news from Frontacular.com, and you can see it right there. It's all skinned to be just like the very similar to the way the website is. So
XP is cool. The way to be, though, so you can't use it. Sorry. This debate's going to go on later.
Yes.
And I got one more thing.
Oh, yes.
I talked about this a long time ago, but here's what it is. Master Chief is still in the 2005 summer character battle on Game Facts, Game FAQs, whatever, however you say it. I say Game FAQs, but on GameFAQs.com, you can go over there and vote, and they have like a weekly thing going on.
Cool.
And, like, it's like not weekly, it's a daily voting thing. And the Master Chief is on there right now, and he's gone past Cats, all your base. He's gone past Donkey Kong. You know, from Donkey Kong. It's Donkey Kong, you know, Donkey Kong. I've made a fool of myself.
Do that again, man, that's awesome.
Donkey Kong!
Sam, just like him, man. Donkey Kong, that is.
Anyways, but now, He's in the third round, and he's going against Chrono from Chrono Cross, and I thought I'd tell you that.
Oh, man, Chrono Cross, I love that game.
Anyways, that's all I got.
Cool. Well, let's jump right into some gameplay tips.
Tips.
And...
I'm sorry, but did you just ask for...
Help! Help me!
It's time for this week's tips.
I like that.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
We got lots of tips for you today, guys.
It's tip-tacular day.
Tip-tacular.
I don't know.
Tip-tacular. Tip-tacular on Pod-tacular. Are you ready, tacular?
Yeah. I'm okay, tacular, about it. Not excited,
good tacular.
That's like,
good tacular.
Like, you know how, like, Snoop Dogg is like, it's cool lizzle for shizzle. It's cool-tacular for tacular. That's ours.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, we're going to be hearing that on movies.
Yeah, it's going to be all over the movies, the TV.
We're like,
man, tacular. That tacular is tacular, cool-tacular.
Oh, man.
Man, tacular.
New trend.
New trend.
Yeah.
Dude, tomorrow we'll be at school and be like, man, you ready for the football tacular game? Tacular to not tacular?
Yeah, yeah.
Tacular.
Yeah.
You guys enjoy your trend. I think I'm going to stay out of that one.
No, you're too old.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, you did not just say that.
I think I did.
Oh, man.
I think I did tacular.
Oh, that's it. That's it. You're about to get served for that one.
I'm about to get served tacular.
Anyway, on to some gameplay tips. Starting off, I got one that I wrote down here kind of impromptu, and once again, I don't have this person's name, I apologize, but he had talked about being able to take care of the Banshee with either a battle rifle or a sniper rifle. And we didn't talk about this before, did we? Well, in case
maybe.
We didn't.
I'm racking okay. My mind, at least we...
Okay, I remember seeing this, don't know if we talked about it before, but forgive us if we do. Basically, it's the tip goes that when you have a Banshee going by, if you have a battle rifle or a sniper rifle, you can take the Banshee out in one shot if you get a really accurate shot. The way it works is on the side, right below where the person's sitting, there's a some kind of mechanical piece that looks either like an engine or a gas tank or something like that. It's a round thing. It kind of stands out as the only decipherable object. Right below the seat, so you pretty much can't miss it. But if you snipe right on that circle, I'm pretty sure it's about the size of like a grapefruit, then snipe that or hit it with a 3-round battle rifle burst, then you can explode the Banshee in one hit.
Cool.
Great tip.
I will keep that in mind. Now, before I go on to the stuff that I have, I want to play something. It's self-explanatory. I think you're going to go, well, been waiting to hear that. Here it is. Newbie, say what?
What?
Newbie.
I will.
Time for the Podsecular Newbie Tip.
On midship, you don't want to go for the shotgun or the sword. You want to get the battle rifle, throw a stick of your grenade in the middle, and when they go for the shotgun, they'll get hit by the stick of your grenade, and then this one has shot, and it's like, boom!
Tactical tip this week. Want to help the people. You know? I want to help. Last week was just fun and games.
Super helping people out.
I want to help the noobs now. I felt bad for them.
Yeah, we should.
You were a
that.
Noob once.
Yeah. I was never a noob.
We should all give them a helping hand.
Never a noob.
Yeah.
I went from never played to genius.
Oh, man.
I've always played this game. I don't know about you.
It's been done.
Since I was born?
Born
yeah.
Oh, Halo 2? I was 2. Born at level 30.
Yeah. It's been done.
Read that one. Yeah. I think I actually leveled down after I was born.
I went down from my level 31 to level 20, you know. Because, you know, the whole, I just put down the controller, you know, to all the baby stuff, you know, like, gotta give him shots. Can't play Halo 2. Because it's not out yet. Anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. You're
Kong-tacular. Kong-tacular? You know, like Donkey Kong and Kong-tacular says, when your partner is arming and he is under fire from the battle rifles, instead of trying to go back at the attackers, be a human shield. Because this will use like it'll help more, and it's also a little bit funnier later. So it's what he wrote.
Yeah, you get to play it more like it's real life, dude. I mean, you get to live into it. No, I mean, you get to live into the game. I mean, you get to act like it's just real. I mean,
this is real life.
Throw someone in front of you. I mean, get the flag. You gotta, you know,
get,
do it.
Get the heck in front of that bullet.
Yeah.
And win.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I mean, especially if someone's like, you know, if they have the flag in front of you. I mean, get in front of them, dude. I mean, be their bodyguard.
Help.
Yeah. Good strategy.
Pretend you're protecting the president.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a custom game later about presidency.
Yeah. So we should go try that.
Yeah. Anyways. More tips.
Yeah. Let's see. I got someone had said this, and this is another one in my last one of the episode that I don't know their name. So this was talking about when you're going up a ramp of any type and you're being chased, someone's firing at you, jump up and jump behind the person, and you'll land behind them, and there's a there's a reason that it works best when you're going up a ramp, is because otherwise people can back up. But if you got gravity working towards you, you got farther to fall behind them, then you can you'll have a better chance of being able to get behind them just by jumping and then holding back on the left stick. Once you're behind him, of course, you can assassinate him for an instant kill. So. Works great on that map that I can't remember the name of because I'm horrible with map names. That recent one thing that has the invisibility in the middle, and it's the BR controls the whole map, and it's small, and it's and you guys are like, what the hell is he talking about?
what the heck are you talking about?
Exactly. Never mind.
That one map.
It works good on maps with ramps.
Okay, Blue Dude says, on Zanzibar, you can get the sword before the other team does by tossing a grenade into the plate holding the sword, and the sweat falls down. I do this a lot. It's really helpful, actually.
And for you guys... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I got more tips anyways. Go ahead.
I was just going to say on that one is that at first I had a lot of trouble with that because it seems like you have to throw a plasma grenade in there or it bounces right back at you. But don't throw it at it. You know, you start with, of course, frag grenades. And when you're trying to knock that out of there, if you get at about a 45-degree angle to it and throw it into it that way, it'll get a couple bounces, and those bounces will slow down the momentum of the grenade so it won't bounce back out.
Yeah.
And then it'll blow up in there and knock the thing out of there with a frag grenade. And you don't have to be super accurate. You just got to get it in there.
Those things are more like bouncy balls than anything else. So, but I'm good with them, you know.
Sweet.
Also he says when you hit melee with the sniper more than once, it does not have to go back into the full shooting position to melee again. So if someone's sneaking up behind you and you have no time to shoot at him, hit the B button as fast as you can until he's dead. The sniper will melee much faster than most weapons.
Other people reported this as well, and that's happened to me a couple times as you try to get up close on a sniper and they melee you like crazy. Classic Rock Guy 88 says, I have a tip that I use for a capture the flag. What he's basically saying in this tip is that once you get a guy getting the flag and they're getting it back towards the base, send one guy back to the enemy's base while the rest of your team, of course, is taking care of your guy that's getting the flag back to your base. As soon as you score, I guess what this guy does, he grabs the flag again, and you know, the enemies are all... By this time, they're either respawned running back, trying to stop it from being scored, or they're already over there. So a lot of times you won't go unnoticed, but you'll go undefended, and you can get a pretty good distance until you meet up with the rest of your team.
All right.
So using that to score twice quickly is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more general tips? I have one more.
Oh, you have one more?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Standing Tanks says that if you don't have the rockets, then you can use the SMG to take a Banshee down fairly easily. It works at short or medium range. This is something that I also had read about somewhere, is that when people shoot battle rifle bursts at the Banshee, it does very little good. It's just that for some reason the battle rifle does not do well against the Banshee, and it just points you out to everyone in the map, including the Banshee. So... don't even bother with battle rifle bursts against the Banshee, but try to get close enough into close range where you can fire SMG bursts, and even better, jump up and bore the Banshee.
Mm-hmm. True dat.
Yeah.
So, big team tips. Now.
Hey, this is Emerson. You're listening to the unofficial Halo 2 podcast.
Pod-tacular. I don't know. I just felt like doing that. That's
right
on,
dude. That's a good one. Yeah, very cool. What do we got first?
We got one from Rob Roth. And it's kind of really big, so I'm going to summarize it real fast. This is pretty much, you know, on Headlong, some kid manages to get the airborne across, get the Warthog airborne across the bridge, and get it in the door. This is the hard way to do it, right? That's the hard way of doing it. And the easy way requires a lot of coordination with someone else. And you just park the Warthog perpendicular, you know, right. remember your math, you know, parallel to the 11, perpendicular is T. Well, get a perpendicular and back up to the opening.
That's a good little device there.
Yeah, I learned that in geometry.
Wow, cool.
You think math is cool.
Learn something new every day.
Anyways.
Math is cool, man. Shut up. No, go ahead.
Yeah. Perpendicular and back up to the opening.
With math, dude.
Not really.
Perpendicular.
Perpendicular and backed up to the opening.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
Perpendicular and backed up to the opening on the bottom floor near the bridge approach. Take the second warthog and run up on the hill at full speed ahead. You'll cut the front cover on the parked warthog, and one of the front wheels will just like ramp off the other one and in the building every time, and you don't really miss. And you can really use the warthog deck. You can just get another one. You can go right up on anything you really need to. It's pretty handy.
Yeah. Definitely. It doesn't seem like you would be able to ramp up on at when another warthog is at exactly the same level, but if you hit it at the right angle, it will. Just give it a try.
All right.
Yeah.
Got one from Burge, and I just like saying Burge, but anyway. Our coagulation you mentioned is that when you drop in and grab the flag in the base, of course, you can throw it up and have the guy who catches it run through the portal. And try to park a warthog on the other right by the portal. You can run that guy back for an easy score. But if you don't have a warthog, a cool thing to do is have a guy park a ghost or a banshee on top of the portal. So right when you come out of it, it blocks him from following you, which is way cool. And you know, that way, even without a two-person vehicle, you can defend a flag capture and get it all the way back.
Yeah. Cool. Cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we got one from Rhino71289. He says, if you plan assault on maps with vehicles, have the bomb guy jump on top of a ghost or a banshee, and he'll move faster to the bomb zone. This is critical on, like, waterworks and, you know, coagulation as well as, you know, containment.
Yeah, it really does help.
Yeah.
You have to have the other guy there with the vehicle all the way down there. And, you know, most times you just get there fast enough where they don't even know it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really tried that, actually.
Well, it's because you're stuck with LAN right now. You do LAN games.
Yeah.
So. Well, yeah, no, that's really awesome, though. I'd like to try that, too. Maybe we can get our tip tester to see if we can see how easy it is to do that without killing the bomb guy.
Yeah.
Or losing him off the top of it.
Well, like, we talked a couple of us about Banshee bumping and Banshee riding, and that just gets you across there so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so.
But then again, you know, you have no bumps on the ground when you're right on top of a banshee. It's just smooth sailing all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is fun still, though. Even if you don't have the bomb, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely cool. It's just that, you know, when you're in a ghost, you're bouncing over bumps, you're catching air. I think it would be difficult, probably, to stay on top of that. But who knows, maybe pull it off.
Yeah, it probably takes a certain amount of skill. That's all you need.
Definitely. Got one from Rocky Monk, and a lot of monks. Why are there so many monks that, like, their gamer tag it says monk?
I
was just noticing that the other day.
Choctaw Monkey Paw? Monk?
No, there's other ones. I've seen a lot of tips from people that have monk in their gamer tag. People taking the vows of celibacy and becoming a monk. And then playing Halo 2. Okay, so... this guy mentions a tip for coagulation. It's something for team skirmish or you know, any of the variants in team skirmish or big team. When you have multi-bomb or really assault or any kind of bomb variant, if you're the defensive player, at the beginning of the game, you go on top of your base and crouch behind a teleporter and get as close to it as you can without actually going into it. Get the four grenades that spawn there, and when the enemy comes on top of the base to drop in, you can either come up behind him and beat that person down, or wait for him to drop down and spam him with grenades.
Spam.
So he mentions he does this all the time, never fails. And also, if the enemy comes through the front door instead of the roof, it does say they're arming the bomb or not.
Bomb. Armed. Bomb planted.
Well, it says, you know, bomb arming.
You stink alive. Go kill yourself. What, it says that on mine. Does it not say that on yours?
You have an update I didn't get, I think.
Yeah, I got the auto update number 12.
Sweet. No wonder you win all the time. So, he mentions he does this all the time, never fails, and he, let's see here. Yeah, so, works well.
Yes, it does.
What's next?
The big green frog says...
Ribbit. Sorry, cheesy joke.
Big green frog says...
Ribbit.
It's a big green frog, not... Anyways, he says... On multi-year, one flag CTF on Waterworks, nice. Have two guys going in the hog, and have, like, another guy in the Banshee, and as you're above the opposing base, have the Banshee drop right on top and grab the flag. You know, it's chopper.
No falling down.
I think he's saying, I was thinking something different. I was thinking maybe he's talking about Banshee riding, then jumping off the Banshee and dropping
you're
in, but
crazy
better jump out of the Banshee.
See, because you have the Warthog go with you. The guy drops right in, grabs it, runs right out, takes the boat, everyone goes back in the Warthog, everyone's happy, except for Red Team.
And the Warthog doesn't get destroyed because you have to stop and get out.
Those communist Reds.
Yeah. I agree.
The Warthog should be waiting outside, and you'll get an easy score.
Wait, hey, I'm red all the time, dude.
You're red?
Yeah.
Blue's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to be a communist. Commie scum. All right, anyway. No, I'm just kidding.
Trevor has signed off.
For all our communist listeners, we don't
Trevor
hate
is
you.
Tired of...
Trev Bob is not a communist. He's a socialist. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. So what do we got next?
That's it for big team tips, I guess.
I believe we're on to map of the week.
Map of the week. Yep, map of the week.
Turf. Turf it is.
Not
and
grass.
You guys obviously
turf.
Really enjoy turf.
I never understood this. It's called turf. There's no grass on the entire map. What's up with that?
What is that?
Anyways.
I don't understand it either. It's a good point.
Actually,
I didn't notice that.
Technically, I think there is just one little part of grass.
Just one pixel of grass.
Yeah, just one little pixel. I think it's where the scarab, you know, went down, you know, right there in that little, like, little cove, you know? I think
do you have to, like, super jump to get to it or something?
you have to super jump and glitch out and cheat and mod, and then there's grass.
And then you have to, you gotta do all that just to really see what
And then you have to snap her in to see actually see you in the pixel of grass.
Yeah, that's why they call it turf.
That's why it's called turf.
Yeah.
Fulkin says...
Interesting.
Hey, guys, I want to... Yeah, I'm gonna start over. Fulkin says, hey, guys, I want to submit my tips... And he had some good ones this week. He had one for one flag. One flag CTF. What he says, the first thing to do is to get in the Warthog and park it in the garage. What's the garage? Oh! The double doors. The big giant double doors.
Oh, yeah, the big double doors, yeah.
This will come in handy in a second. Once you capture the flag, make a mad dash to the Warthog in the garage. And take it back to the flag stand for the point. Which is like 10 feet.
Yeah.
But
that's a good idea.
With gas prices what they are, I think I'd rather walk.
Yeah.
You know, get a bicycle.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Or
that's
hybrid.
Hybrid
Warthogs.
Have you ever rode a bike with a flag in hand?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Say that again. Say spell check.
I can I can carry the flag on the pegs. on the back.
Yeah, it's kind of hard carrying flags when you're on the bicycle.
This is true. You might want to just skip the bicycle.
Anyways, by taking the hog, you'll cut your travel time in half, you know, from like 10 seconds to 5 seconds. And
but which matters when, you know, nobody's behind you.
It's really, really matters when there's no sudden death. It actually really does. And this works well and has been the key factor in many games for me.
Very cool. The Warthog can be used for a lot of good for this map. Even though there's only a L-shaped area where it can drive, pretty much, there's still so much that he'll get hit with a grenade and blown up.
Two grenades and gone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it comes back 10 minutes later.
I mean, out of all the levels that they used, you know, to put the Warthog on, you know, I mean, just putting like, you know, Warlock or something. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they're like Foundation and Turf are the two levels that shouldn't have had vehicle support.
Well, no.
Foundation isn't.
Yeah, Foundation does. I mean, you can't really go anywhere with it. You know, I mean, float it up and then
drive around up there and do some splatters. But
yeah. Splatter people, yeah.
Well, technically, that is a little fun, you know.
That is kind of fun. Anyways, he also says, for three plots or territories, the easiest way to guard the plot in the garage is by getting a sniper rifle, a bat rifle, or a brood shot, crouching behind the two boxes that directly allow you to peer down the ramp, Check out unsuspecting enemies. This location is also ideal because the boxes guard you against any grenades or other life-threatening objects. Life-threatening objects? Like what? Anything's life-threatening.
Life-threatening objects. Wow. I don't know.
Oh, the box!
I don't know.
Ah, I got a box! Ah!
Yeah, something like that.
Life-threatening box. The location is also ideal because the box is...
Angry livestock? I don't know.
Angry livestock. Look out! There's an elite coming at me. That's not an elite, it's a cow. I'm still elite scared.
Bovine elite. Okay.
Also, another advantage is that since the boxes are in the darkest corner of the warehouse, it's hard to find you if you're crouching.
Good point.
Alright.
So, okay,
thanks, Vulcan. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate these steps, guys. I think it makes for an awesome show because, you know, not only is everybody getting involved, but you know, also it's obviously, you know, we don't know everything about the game, and you guys' tips really make it good for everybody. So thanks for submitting them. Old Mogo says that although not everyone approves of spawn killing, he mentions it's useful when you're defending on turf because the offensive team spawns at the medic tent. I don't know if I agree with him on that, just because I'm not a fan of spawn, unless point where you just need to be ruthlessly competitive because you're at a high level and you just gotta do what you gotta do, like use the noob combo and spawn killing. So, anyway, that's one of them.
Sorry, I went to go get a brownie.
Hey, I'm gonna go get some crackers.
That was funny, though.
Yeah, especially the entry in the blog about lots of funny stuff, including crackers.
Crackers. Not to white people as in crackers.
No.
This show has plenty of crackers to begin with, but...
The savory biscuit.
Mmm.
As they call it. In
cream cheese and chives on crackers. Delish.
Nutrish.
No, I wouldn't say that.
So what would you say is another tip?
See, I got one from JVB. It says, use the noob combo.
Awesome.
That's the tip. Thanks, JVB.
Great tip.
No one says, you don't want the other team to have it, so use the noob combo so they can't use it against you. Which actually is a fairly decent tip. So thanks.
Appreciate it. The Blob says, if you block the doors with a warthog, you can catch the enemy off guard. And not totally sure what he means by blocking the doors per se, but I do know that if you rush the flying in the warthog and splatter everybody in one kill, it's pretty sweet. So maybe that's what he's talking about. If I got it wrong, then he'll probably post in the blog saying I hate you.
Alright, let's see. Tough Moses says to get a faster reload with any weapon, use the action button. So if it's like a rocket, you would wait till you see the rocket reload and then press the action button. I think it's X. And the hit, you know, and you reload faster, I guess, according to him.
Wait till it reloads first, though. Because, you know, sometimes people, that's kind of like the BXB. That melee combo is that if you press B, X, and B really quick after each other, it'll cancel out your melee.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you press B and then X right after your weapon physically reloads, then you're supposed to be able to cancel the rest of the animation, although I've had trouble with that. But same thing applies here, is wait until it actually gets into the chamber.
Yep.
Okay, let's see here. Quality Jevridge. I don't know what Jevridge is, but maybe it would count on Scrabble. It says, never use the Warthog if you're on offense. Contrary to what people have been saying.
Use the Warthog, don't use the Warthog.
He says it's a death trap.
It is.
There's
it
very
it
little
really
room
is.
To maneuver, and that there's too much cover for others to throw grenades from. He also mentions that if the defending team captures the Warthog, they can utilize the gunner turret to defend the base. And don't know if I agree on this one, because you know the Warthog can be really useful, especially I find in Team Slayer games. It's you know how when you have a really good sniper and you get all of your team to defend the sniper and you know, take out or grab the other sniper rifle, and you can basically win the whole game that way. Well, I think the Warthog serves that purpose on this map, because if you can defend the Warthog, you know, keep people at a far enough distance that it's hard for them to throw an accurate grenade toss, and, you know, take out anybody that's getting close enough on the top to get in there as well, then that guy can just own the map.
Mm-hmm.
Because people try to approach, and there's just too much open space.
This one comes from an anonymous tipper, and he says, Mod. Thanks!
Didn't know that one.
Take that tip and shove it.
You can take that tip and shove it up. Your next tip we have is from somebody.
Well, technically, if you do mod, you will win.
Actually, I got an email from someone saying that they got modded and they beat him. Wanna know why?
Oh, man, I got this awesome story about that.
Yeah, it might be the same one. Like, they ended up, like, his own teammates started killing him.
Oh, no, this is a different one. Oh. But, yeah, I got this awesome story that I must tell. Hilarious. Anyway.
Tell it.
I guess I'll do one more here. Let's see here. Gemini Ace mentions that for objective games, if the offensive team doesn't use the Warthog, send someone to bring it to the Scarab site and defend the flag bomb area. Okay.
That's decent.
Cool. Yes.
So.
You got some more? Or are we ready?
I think next one. Probably better move on. And that's all we got. We got a lot more. We're kind of pushed for time, you know, today. So, but thanks for all your support with all the stuff we had for the turf tips, and we really appreciate it. It's just had a huge, spectacular response to it.
Ginormous.
Yes.
I mean, we had there is 50 plus responses to it. It's crazy.
Awesome. There is more on the website, guys. If you want to get some more tips for turf. If you go to podtacular.com and look for the announcement about the, you know, episode 7 being turf, there's a lot of comments on that blog entry, and you can find out a lot of really cool quick tips to improve your game on that.
Yeah, just send them in.
Send them in.
Send them in.
Even for old shows, if you still want to help people out, just go back and find where it says map of the week for Sanctuary. You can even put one on Sanctuary and help other people out still.
For real. We're going to cycle through these maps again, too. So
we'll be back.
Tips that we haven't covered now, we may cover in the future. So hang in there on that. All right. Some custom games.
Custom games.
You had a custom game you wanted to talk about, right?
It's the custom game type of the week.
Yup. Actually, it's custom game types. Game types.
If I could just start on this one, just because I got one that I wanted to mention that relates specifically to the map of the week.
Go right ahead.
And it's called Cage Fight.
Cage Fight!
This looks really cool. This is another one of these really innovative game types, and it's brought to us by The Plebism.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentions that to set it up, you need weapons as sword and rockets with overshield on, and game mode is based on Slayer. You only have one life, and basically the way you do it is you get there's a certain part of the map where there's kind of a caged in area. Everybody meets by the Warthog, and no one person. Let's see here. Now
it's the
reading this, trying to comprehend this as read it, comprehend it, and say it at the same time. You're like chewing gum and walking at the same time. Just can't do it. But he mentions that you basically glitch people into this certain area that's impossible to get into.
And it's impossible to get out of unless you die.
Exactly.
And
so,
then, most times it's just with someone putting their handicap on severe and using a grenade and just knocking themselves out.
No kidding. So you're all by the Warthog. Look at the back wall. There's basically like a grill or a mesh kind of thing. And inside of that area is where you're heading, and it's called the cage. One person will go ahead and stand in front of the cage while someone rams them with a hog. As overshields are on, the hog pushes you through the wire mesh thing and into a small space behind it. And once you're inside, you can't get out, and you can't be shot by anyone outside the cage.
Mm-hmm.
So once everyone is inside the cage area, it is a cage fight beat down, and the last man standing wins.
Because everyone can know who's the last one alive, because it's pretty obvious.
Right. You get 15 people inside there and pandemonium.
Because you can't get 16. Alright. Because you got to have the guy who pushes in with the warthog.
Good catch.
Tough.
What's next? Right.
I got one called Capture the Car. It's played on turf. There are two teams. There are no grenades, or no starting grenades at least. There's no grenades at all, I mean. You can choose any weapon except the launcher or the brute shot, and it's funner without. It's really funner without them. The teams have the race to see who can get to the car first. Once the team has them, they are on defense, and they have to drive the car into the room that has the two doors and protect the car. And the offensive team has to destroy the car. The guy's trying to get the car and try to destroy it. And apparently it's really fun, so.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Might try and get a party later to do it.
Sweet. Another one I got is called Fight Club from LED Monkey. And this is a King of the Hill game type. And moving hill is off. Score to win the round is 3 minutes. And the starting weapon is the plasma pistol. No starting grenades, no grenades on the map. No shields, and 3 seconds to respawn. Now here's the important part. Damage resistant is on. And this removes the use of the plasma pistol to take down your shields, but gives you enough health to make it seem like you have shields.
Mm-hmm.
And this is best played on Lockout, Foundation, or Beaver Creek. And the way this sounds to me is that, melees are probably the most powerful attacks in this, mm-hmm. because you don't have shields to knock out with the plasma pistol and all that good stuff.
Okay, so. You can't die from shots from a plasma pistol, can you?
It doesn't take as much off of your actual health as it does off of your shields.
Yeah, it wastes the whole shield. It just takes the whole thing out.
Right. Even if you have an overshield on, mm-hmm. which is pretty crazy.
Okay, we got one here from the Hog Master. He might be the master of hogs, but he writes, "It's a game best played at Backwash, and." It's a juggernaut, no shields, start with magnums only, pistols, no grenades, no vehicles, no motion tractor, except if you're the juggernaut, as everybody knows, juggernaut has super speed, unlimited ammo, motion tracker, and everything, and it's best played on Backwash because the fog on the level makes it hard, despite the juggernaut, so it's a real challenge for people, to hunt this guy down, and accuracy is the key here. That's what the Hogmaster writes here.
So thanks, Hogmaster.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Next, I got one from Feeble Mongoose. We were going to do this one last week, but we ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Freeze Tag, and this is another very cool one. We really wanted to say this last week, but we ran out. It's a Team Slayer game, unlimited score to win, and the first weapon is shotgun, secondary weapon is plasma pistol. No other weapons on the map, and everything else is default. One green guy uses the shotgun, and the rest of the people are yellow, and they cannot shoot or beat down the green guy at all. If you get killed by the green guy, you go brown. After you respawn, you can't move. It's a rule. It's not you're not supposed to move. So it's not something that can be enforced, but, it's one of these zombie-type rules where
mm-hmm.
everybody has to agree to the rules before you play. So after you respawn, you can't move. The only thing you can do is shoot your plasma pistol to get attention. If you're yellow and you find a brown guy, kill him in whatever way possible, and when the brown guy respawns, they go yellow again. Game ends after 6 minutes, time limit, or when everybody but the green guy is brown. So you turn being able to switch teams and killing people into a game of freeze tag. It sounds really awesome. So
that's
kind of a
fun.
Neat little variation on things like hide and seek and some of these other kitty games.
Mhm. And we had some other cool ones, and we had ones like stick, which is guys don't only kneelers, but you don't fire them. And just, overshield, and you just try to stick everybody. There's some games like that before the banhammer one, people with, game types where if you didn't have a weapon. It's pretty hard, but pretty fun too, though.
Sounds cool. Just want to mention one more.
Okay.
From Gunner5890, he mentions skeet shooting as a game type. It's a juggernaut game. It looks kind of fun. He mentions putting the juggernaut as having no shields and the primary and secondary weapons as snipers. This is best played in Ascension, but it can be played in Colossus and Gemini as well. The Juggernaut goes the grav lift, and he gets launched into the air. When he comes into view of all the other players, they shoot at him, and the first person with the snipe becomes the new Juggernaut. So you're skeet shooting people.
Skeet shooting Spartans. Spartan shooting.
They don't feel it.
They don't feel it. They're robots. People.
Yeah. Half.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's virtual violence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, we had a guy leave us a custom game topic via voicemail, and I'm going to play that because he actually read a really cool one, so here it is.
Alright, it's Texas Bob. You know, I email you guys like 4 times a day.
He does.
Awesome custom game, thought pretty cool, share with you guys. It's called Pregnant, and basically, there's 2 teams, red and blue. Red are the terrorists, and blue are the Secret Service. One person on the blue team is the president, and he can only use the pistol until he's the last guy left. Basically, what you do is play SWAT until everyone's dead, except for either the president or somebody on the red team. Whoever, which one of us, the one of the terrorists kills the president gets to be the next president and chooses his own team. And it's otherwise basically SWAT. And that's the game. So, yep. Bye.
So I want to thank him for that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thanks, Texas Bob.
So, when a terrorist kills the president, they become the president?
Yeah. I think it's like... Interesting. But it'd be kind of hard to tell who's the president. So here's my variation of it. I say the president on, like, the purple team.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the blue team is the Secret Service, the purple person is the president. You
makes
know?
Sense.
So yeah. It's like, so the president, like, he's still a shade of blue, kind of, but he's a much bigger target.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? So
I
you
still
actually,
like your name.
And that way you know he was dead.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be part of the show. Email your own segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh! Ooh! Roadkill!
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. That's right, call our voicemail, 206-888-HALO. Now, since we're kind of push for time.
Stories?
Yes, send the stories. Show. Send the stories. We like the stories. It's story
time. Stories are the best.
Well, we're just going to jump right into one. Here's the Podtacular Rant with Decidus.
It's time again for your Podtacular Rant featuring Decidus. This week's topic, news. Imagine this. You're having a great game, only 15 deaths, and the game isn't even over. And out of nowhere, as if by accident, a grenade detonates directly in your colon. As you sit there for 5 of the longest seconds you can possibly imagine, you hear the words that hurt the most. F***ing noob. What? You're comparing me to someone who just started playing the game? Now, before you start to cry, as all of us manly Halo players do on a regular basis, let's take a moment to reflect. Although some will tell you that noob derives from newbie, or someone who's new to something, in this case, Halo 2, I can tell you that this is entirely untrue. The term noob simply derives from the word boob, as newbie derives from booby, and so on. As if this white boy's rhymes aren't enough to convince you, I will now explain. The deep-rooted, prepubescent male desire to discuss the prominent features of the girls they are too afraid to talk to forces itself out in such animalistic ways. Through this Freud-certified method of releasing their repressed testosterone, these individuals can continue on with their lives assuming they are not ignorant. And for those more mature folks who use this word as if it means anything to reasonable, educated people, go buy a dictionary, and maybe someday you will get promoted to head French fry monkey. But of course, this is just my opinion. Until next week, I'm Decidus, and this has been your Podtacular Rant.
Decidus rules.
He does. Thanks, Decidus.
That was awesome. That was even better than last week, I think.
I don't know. Last week was pretty darn good. Last week was amazing.
It's close. It's close. Right, it's neck and neck. It's a photo finish.
And someone who listens to our podcast and listened to a couple of those, they pointed this one out. It was interesting. I didn't notice this.
Hey guys, my gamertag is Spot Dart, big fan of the show, and I wanted to point out one interesting thing. On the podcast of the Wall Street Journal Tech News Briefing, well, I might as well play the clip.
Good evening, this is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Online for Friday, August 19th. I'm Paul Von Zech. In the headlines, IBM offers some support to the tech sector.
Now, is it just me, or does that somewhat out-of-place sound effect sound remarkably like Sergeant Johnson?
Paul Von Zech.
Personally, I thought this was pretty funny. Just wanted to share it with you guys. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Again, the gamer tag is SpotDart, and my email address is halotastic@gmail.com.
Well, thanks. That actually is. That's got to be Johnson.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa, Marines!
That I mean, really, like, that's... Thanks for pointing that out. I never noticed that. Because I don't listen to the Wall Street Journal late news tech briefing.
Man.
Nope.
You don't listen to Wall Street Journal, man? Come on.
Heck no.
Give it the times, dude.
I listen to Grunt Impressions.
Hi, guys. Grunt Impressions are Terminator here from the UK. I sent you an email a couple of days ago, but I don't know if you got to read it or not.
We got it.
It's okay. I understand you're getting all the emails.
We do.
Yeah, so, as I promised, I've come with some grunt impressions, which I hope you enjoy listening to as much as I enjoy destroying my throat making them. Okay, here goes.
Help me! Please! Help me! I'm gonna die! Oh no! It's a demon! Can I have your autograph? No! Please! Don't kill me! I have wife and kid!
Okay, thank you, that's it for today. I'll try and make more and send them in to you soon. Now I think I have to go and get my esophagus stitched back together. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can get this on your show. This is Alienator. Bye.
Oh, boy.
That was hilarious.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh, dude. The funniest thing is that, like, he has that British accent in the beginning, and to America, that sounds like prim and proper and kind of impressive, and then he turns around like, oh, don't kill me, please help me. That was great.
Let's break right into
send him more.
Yeah, now we have some regular voicemails, good old voicemails. We got a whole bunch, and we're not going to play all of them because we got so many. So here's just a few of the ones we got. All right.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
It's time for the week's voicemails.
Hello, this is Rugby Rocks 101, Podtacular 2 staff members. I'd just like to remind everyone again, you better put this on the show, or I'll slap you, Felty, that clan tournament's coming up in, well, after you hear this, is probably a week. You should have signed up by now. The most we can have is 16, so sign up now, but there will be more than one tournament later on, so don't worry. A few rewards I've been thinking of is to have your, like, if you, like, your little name said on podcast that you won. And then if you want to, you can call in and say hi, you checked everyone. And just to clear up all the confusion from last week, don't, if you edit this, I will kill you. Okay. Superman killed me to tell you that he was better, but I know I'm
worse.
Both of you. And I do not work for you. You work for me. Now,
don't.
Bow down.
Don't.
Bow down and kiss my feet. No, don't kiss my feet.
Kiss
bow
my
down.
Feet.
Okay, and now here is Rug Dizzle's little corner of wisdom. On midship, you don't want to go for the shotgun or the sword.
Yeah, we'll put
you want
there.
To get the battle rifle, throw a sticky grenade in the middle, and when they go for the shotgun, they'll get hit by the sticky grenade, and then this one has shot, and it's like, boom! Rug Dizzle, signing out! Woo-hoo!
Hey, this is Skull Avalanche.
This is fun.
And I will right now I'm in my basement. I will fire my battle rifle. It's just a whole blank thing, so it would be loud, and I don't know how well it's going to pick up or anything, but, all right, I'll fire a few shots. My friend's here with me. So, yeah, he'll be holding the phone while I fire.
That's awesome.
All right, well,
that's pretty cool.
That was me firing. I got a rifle. I don't know how well that picked up.
Pretty good.
Pretty darn good.
Well, sucky, but yeah, so. Later.
And we got one more.
Hey, what's up, Spotacular? This is JVB with the Pawn Rangers, and I just have a friend here who wants to show you how much he appreciates Spotacular. Here you go, Arnold. Hi. I just want to say that Spotacular is spectacular. Yay!
Now that's good.
Wow.
Now that is good podcasting right there.
If only we had an Arnold Schwarzenegger grunt impression.
Ah, help me!
Ah, help me!
I have wife and kid!
Now!
Oh, man.
Anyway.
So, yeah.
Call us at 206-888-HALO.
Hello.
Leave a message. Don't tell us your life story, but tell us about your tips, tricks, you know, custom games, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Well, we got a couple things to wrap up, and we are out of here for this show.
Yeah.
I got an awesome story that I want to tell before we get some more stuff. It's talking about this guy Daniel Goodman. He was playing Halo 2 against these standbyers the other day. It was a double team game of Slayer on Warlock, and every time these guys were about to die, he'd get the blue reestablishing connection screen. So they lost a good 11-30, and obviously he was pissed, just like I would be, and probably most people listening would be, because modders suck.
They do.
So his teammate freaked out, and he was like, oh man, I'm going to mess this kid up. And then, basically here's how the dialogue went down when the end of the game screen was on in the statistics. Let's see here. His teammate says, good game, I was busy reading Harry Potter. The standby goes, really? I'm about 100 pages in, it's so good. And his teammate goes, you like it, huh? Well, guess what? And the standby goes, don't tell me! And he doesn't leave the post-game lobby. Emphasis added, of course. and then the teammate goes, Dumbledore dies at the end.
So you ruined it for me! Thanks!
He goes, that's not true! You're lying! No, he's still in the post-game lobby. And then the teammate goes, look it up! And the standby goes, flipping! And then about a minute later, he goes, I hate you! I hope you die, you a-hole! It was like loud crying and sobbing.
Hey, back!
The teammate was like, you deserve it, you freaking standbyer! Oh, man.
It's
they
true.
Both laughed. This is the funniest thing is ever a part about Xbox Live. Oh, man.
That's
I wish
the
I was
stories
there for
we're looking for, because it's true, Dumbledore dies.
Oh, my gosh. That is such an awesome story. That was, I cracked up so bad. Where it's like, I hate you, Dumbledore dies. Oh.
Yep.
So funny. I can imagine someone crying on the other end.
That's pretty funny. See,
anyway.
I got a shout out to JDBball04, who on the Nobody Likes Onions forum, he's like, woohoo, go Spotacular. So yeah, thanks to him.
Yeah. Shout out to The Dark Radish, the host of the Remixatorium. Guy rocks. I say Dark Radish for president of rocking my ass in a purely Plutonic sense.
I don't want to know.
No, he has this little trailer on his show that says, so vote for me for president of rocking your ass. And then one time I mentioned that on an email, and he was like, in a purely Plutonic sense. And it's like, yeah, I know. Thank you. Anyway, a couple more shout-outs to Feel the Thunder and to Crazy Bob.
Crazy Texas Bob. You mean?
Is it Texas? Texas Crazy Bob. Texas Bob of Texas Crazy.
Thanks, you.
Yeah.
Alright.
Also, yeah, wait, one more shout-out is to Classic Rock Guy 88, who waits 4 hours at his computer to download our show because he doesn't want his internet to kick him off. So he has to sit at his computer for 4 hours just to download our show, and then he has to listen.
I'll make sure extra high quality so that makes it worth it. 400 megabytes? I can make it.
Then he has to listen to us ramble for all this time. He's more like, get to the point and just
hurry up.
I've been listening to this all day long, man.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah. So,
well, actually, for our dial-up user, we better hurry up. I know it. It's a pain.
Yeah.
Those were the good days, though, weren't they?
Those were the days. Back in Nam. I don't know why I say that.
I don't know either.
Well, if you figured it out, listening there, give us a call. Let us know.
Yep. Oh, thanks to Trev Bob for being on our show today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Trev Bob.
Thank you. It's been cool being here.
Right on. We appreciate it. And thanks to the people that make this show happen as well. This is a team effort, guys. This is certainly not just us as show hosts and handling all the stuff that relates to it, too. This is the Podtacular staff. There's a certain group of people on the staff that actually make the show happen, and we really want to recognize those guys right now.
Yes.
So, big thanks to Zanzis, Can't Touch a 73, Mason C2K, Fool You Ain't Black, love that name, calling Fueb. And, am I missing anybody?
Me.
Spellcheck.
Thanks to Spellcheck for
all the editing he does.
Thanks, Fumo thanks. Jai, for doing all the stuff you do, which is a lot. He does a lot, guys. He does a lot. He's the most reason why this show happens. That because he created it, but... it's a good job.
Muchas gracias.
And thanks for listening to our little show.
Yep. Keep listening. We got some major stuff planned ahead.
Major.
In future shows. Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
Major
stuff. And it's going to be... You're gonna want to hear the next episode or two. There's some big things planned.
Yes,
so
there is.
Get ready.
Stuff. What happened?
And that's all the time we have.
That's it.
And we will see you next time around. Keep on trucking.
Keep on playing.
I mean, it's not very good for a guy delivering first aid to be called a corpseman. Kind of like a negative there, you know? Like, if I'm laying there with a bullet in me, I don't want somebody who's called a corpseman working on me. Call a corpseman! No, you don't! Just a second, I'm killing this guy over here, I'll be right there!